Please turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. As we confess our sins, we'll look at this proverb this morning. Proverbs 18, verse 10. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." This is the word of God. Well, brothers and sisters, I love this proverb. It is one of those passages of Scripture that is a healing balm for us in time of difficulty, because it says that we have a strong tower and that we can run into that tower in time of need. And of course, we know it's an illustration because there's not an actual physical tower that we run into. That much is obvious. But it says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. What does that mean? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. When the Old Testament mentions the name of the Lord, it's speaking about all of what or who God is. It's a way to encapsulate or summarize, this is God. When you call upon his name, you're calling upon everything that he is, which would include his attributes, his very nature. It would include his works, what has he done in the past. And then it would include his promises. What does he promise to his people? As we think about who God is, as we think about what he has done, and as we think about what he's promised to do, we are firmly convinced that he is a strong tower based on all those things that we know. So I want to define for you what it means to run into the strong tower. Here's how we run into the strong tower, the name of the Lord. We run into the strong tower of the name of the Lord when we, by faith, call upon his name in time of need. That's how we run into the strong tower. This is the all-powerful, sovereign God, creator of heaven and earth. This is the God who redeemed his people from Egypt, out of slavery. This is the God who brought his people back from exile, back into the promised land. This is the God who sent his only beloved Son that we might have the forgiveness of sins. This is the God who gave us a perfect, righteous Savior so that we ourselves can be righteous. This is the God that we're calling upon, brothers and sisters. And so we call upon God when we have needs. We run into the strong tower when you have needs. What do you use a tower for but when there's battle? Or when there's an enemy attacking, that's when you need a strong tower. That need, that attack, could take a variety of forms for you. It could be a serious, life-threatening illness. It could be financial difficulties. It could be a difficult temptation that just comes back every single day knocking at your door. It could be demonic oppression, satanic lies that continually afflict you. It could be relational conflicts that just keep breaking down. And there's so many others that I'm sure you can list. You know your need this morning. You know what that is. And I'm here to remind you that you have a strong tower. Call upon the name of the Lord for help. So if the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that's where we should always run. But what do? We run to rather weak towers instead, don't we? We run to other towers hoping to find protection instead of the strong tower. Why would we do that? We find that if we look at the very next proverb in chapter 18, that's exactly what this proverb is about. It's comparing the strong tower, the name of the Lord, with a weak tower. And you'll find that in verse 11. "The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own esteem." It's using wealth as the example here of the weak fortress, because it says in this rich man's esteem, in his imagination, he says, this is my strong fortress. Wealth. It will keep me secure in the day of trouble. But in reality, it's not that at all. It's a weak fortress. It falls right over in the time of need. It's the name of the Lord that is a strong tower. Now, I'm sure all of you remember the classic folk tale, The Three Little Pigs. This is on my mind because I read this to my girls. And we recently got an edition that I think is a little closer to the original. There's some sanitized versions where the two first little pigs actually don't die. They run to the brick house and they're saved. But in my edition, the little pigs actually get eaten by the wolf. And so in that story, you know what happens. The three pigs leave home. Mom says, okay, she sends them out. And they are going to build a house. First one finds some straw. And he says, I'm going to build a house out of this. And the man selling the straw says, well, it's not going to be very strong, but if you want to build a house with that, that's fine. And then there's the second pig. He builds a house of sticks, even though he's also warned that it's not going to be a very strong house. And then there's, of course, the third pig who builds the house of bricks. And then the big bad wolf comes knocking on the first house, and it gets blown over, and the first little pig is eaten. And then there's the second house. Big bad wolf comes knocking. Eats the second pig. After that, house falls down, and then there's the final and third house, and it's the house of bricks, and the big bad wolf can't blow it down, and we know what happens. The house stood firm. So to connect it back to our proverb, we see then that we don't want to be in weak houses when the day of trouble comes, or when Satan comes knocking instead. You don't want to be in the weak tower that will fall right over. And this is what prayer is for us, brothers and sisters. It is the strong tower, whereas we are tempted to rely upon our own human strength, our own human means to protect us in the day of trouble, and we are very disappointed when it does not deliver. Well, why do we run to weak towers, weak fortresses? I think the simple answer is we don't believe. We like our man-made towers because they're tangible, they're physical, and we have control of them. We built them. Like your finances, perhaps. You built that up. You had some part in creating that structure, and so it feels like a strong tower. It's something that we control, but it's not as strong as we think. There's all different kinds of examples of bad towers we run into. I mentioned finances. We think this tower of wealth can protect me in the day of trouble. But who has been able to solve the problem of sin with money? Who has ever restored a broken relationship with money? If you restored it with money, it wasn't a very good restoration. Who has overcome death with money? Another wrong tower we run to is our own abilities, ourself. We are the strong tower. We're sometimes tempted to believe that because of our skills, our physical strength, our talents, our background, that we'll be fine. We'll get through things. Joblessness? Not a problem. I have a great resume. I'll get another job. My children walking in the faith? Not a problem. I've read 5 books on the topic. Marital difficulties? Not a problem. I'm a great spouse. I have an incredible track record of loving my wife. Growing in holiness, avoiding deadly sins? Not a problem. I've been doing pretty well this year. I think I'll be fine. Temptation won't affect me. What is this, brothers and sisters? This is the straw house that is going to fall apart in the day of trouble. This is pride. This is trusting in yourself as the strong tower. But brothers and sisters, you are not the strong tower. The righteous run into the strong tower, which is the name of the Lord, and they are safe. Well, I hope my silly examples drive the point home for you. We need a strong tower, and we are not that strong tower. And the reason that we can run into that strong tower of the name of the Lord is because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us to make us righteous and to bring us to the Father. I want to read to you Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 22, which Pastor Kevin read a couple weeks ago. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. The reason that we have confidence in this strong tower is because of how Jesus has brought us near. He has given us boldness and confidence. And so I want each of us to be firmly convinced that if we come by faith in the name of Christ, we can have access to this strong tower, and that we can run into that strong tower rather than running to our own towers. We must confess this morning that we've relied on the wrong towers. We're not that strong. And you know that the Father has promised that through Christ he will forgive us of these sins, this self-reliance, this faithlessness in him. When we draw near through Christ with full assurance of faith, we can receive forgiveness and we can run into that strong tower. Let's do that now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a strong tower for your people. You do not leave your people without defense from the adversary and from the storms of life. You never leave us or forsake us. This morning we confess our unbelief, that we have not really believed that you're a strong tower, because we do not go to you in prayer. We confess that we're tempted to run to our man-made towers that have so little strength against the enemy, very little strength to withstand the storms of life. We pray that you would forgive us for this unbelief. Help us, Father, to run to you and call upon your name through our mediator, the Lord Jesus. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.